At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
There's a hole in the world where the light won't go, where the air is thick and the shadows grow. Six took the step, couldn't turn away. Now the dark is alive and it's here to stay. Voices rise. And it leaves you dry.
Hello, everyone. It's Ivan again. I was told that I needed to do something called a recap again. I really have a hard time remembering everything that went down. I'm pretty sure we got out of the cave and everything was normal, and I don't really remember why it was all normal. It just didn't seem right. I think Flaffle wanted to go, and I think Azad wanted to go talk to the magic shop guy. Everything's going a little nuts, and in the normal kind of way. Like, everything's just fine. It's not right. It doesn't feel right. Something's off. But, we're gonna go check things out and, maybe see if that magic shop guy knows more. Well, I guess we'll have to find out.
The one thing you do remember about Lothune is he is not human. In fact, he is not a humanoid of any kind. He is a beholder.
I'm sorry, are you talking about the beholder?
Yeah,
him looks at you.
You're the one that said to say his name, dude.
Yeah, crazy. The Underdark's not as big as you thought it was, was it? Hey, can we step back and figure out the plan here? Are we staying together, or are we splitting up? We need to keep the egg safe. Because, what do you think?
Let's go in and talk to Kuru first, and then we'll figure out from there. Because right now, we're just standing in the middle of the street with a fucking dragon egg.
That's a great fucking point. See, thank you, Kassad, for being the voice of reason as Flaffle starts marching out. If kobolds could sweat, Flaffle would be sweating. Oh, yeah, the egg's probably, like, big again. Like, while you were, like, cradling, you probably like, whoop.
I was asking because I had a Shield of Faith up. And it only lasts for 10 minutes.
You're good.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are going into the little shop of wonders. So, now, everybody is there. All right, so, you guys enter, and there stands Kuru.
Oh, wait, before that, for any of you guys watching that really enjoyed this art, we have down in the description a link to the person, to the artist that does this. Shout out to them.
Yes.
Yes, 100%. They're awesome. Amazing. Yep, she's very easy to work with.
See, our ad break support local talent.
Yep. Well, as local as we know.
Take that, ground news.
We're kind of all over the play, all over the country. So the fact is that the artist is, yeah. So she's
Rage Shadow Legends.
Sorry, ignore the dogs in the fucking background.
That said, Raid, if you want to sponsor us, what's up? Never played Arena.
I could.
What the fuck?
Come on, Raid. Give us a custom skin. Raid. What's up?
Shadow
we
Legends.
Want a Flapple skin. Christ. All right. Kuru,
actually, I would totally pay for a Flapple skin. And
hey, you see there, Raid? You already got one sale guaranteed.
I would too.
Anyway. We are just one step away from gamer subs and bathwater.
Man, we can get our own gamer subs flavor.
Jesus, I don't even know what that is. Why did I say it?
We've got Warden Blue Raspberry. That's actually brilliant.
That is actually fantastic.
Any marketing crews out there? What's up?
Don't forget to try the Flapple Wild Chaos Cherry.
Woo!
Yes!
Kazan's sour grape. It's a punch to the mouth. Jesus Christ.
The word we are looking for is anyway.
Anyway.
Anyways.
All right, so, Kuru, yes, there are more people entering your shop, and one of them is holding a red dragon egg.
Back so soon?
Yep.
Wanted some potions?
Let me buy one of those potions.
I'll buy a couple.
You know what? Let him buy a couple. I'll hold off.
How much are they again?
I think it's at 100, right?
But not off of my credit.
From the random thing? Random
I'm pretty sure I said 100. We'll go with that.
100 what?
Or no, it was like 10 gold.
It was 10 gold.
Yeah, 10 gold. Might be.
I was going to say.
God damn, that inflation.
Oh, you found a drug addict for your potions and you're ripping him off for it.
The tariffs hit Grackle Stud.
Yes.
I'll buy 5.
Oh, man. Roll D100.
That's all my gold, guys. I have a problem. First one is a 25. Second one is a 13. Third one is a 3. Fourth one is an 89. And then the fifth one is a 30.
89.
I'll send it to you after we get done with this.
What was the last one? 13? Or
30.
30. Okay.
Thank you. How many?
Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
I need more money.
Okay, good. I did send it to the right person. Okay. You buy these potions.
And then you need to roll a D10.
A D10?
Five Kay. Times.
I have 19 of these things.
It's like a grab bag.
I'm going to do 2 at a time. Okay. The first two is an 8 and a 7. And then the next two is a 5 and a 4. And the last one is an 8.
What I meant is just like the discount bin at Walmart where like you can drink one of these potions and spit out a copy of like Rush Hour 2 on DVD.
You never know.
The knockoff Chinese version.
Anybody else want any potions?
Nope. Hey, Ivan, drink one of those potions.
Okay, I drink one of those potions. Ivan's not good at... Ivan relapses sometimes and just does what he's told.
Out of the new ones?
Yeah. Yes.
2, 3, 4, 5. Roll a d6, reroll 6.
4.
If Warden could cover her faceplate, she would, if she's holding an egg.
I got a 4.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh no. Morsky looks too happy.
It's chaos. I love chaos.
Step this
I'm like
way.
The anti Jeff Goldblum.
Away from everyone, keep the egg safe.
Yeah, Flaffle is also like,
yeah, he's about taking a step back too.
Kind of peering out from around the corner.
What happens to me? Do I die? If so, give my potions to my next character.
I don't think we want those potions.
No. Okay. Oh, fuck me. Okay, so here's what happens. You drink this potion, and then the bottle immediately falls out of your hand. You guys no longer see Ivan. You see an ethereal form of Ivan.
Did he just turn into a ghost?
Yes.
Oh, well, I gotta make sure I keep Warden back. She might try to kill him.
Yes.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Roll a d4.
Me or Ivan?
Ivan.
3.
Okay. Very well.
Should I roll a wisdom save?
Probably.
What do I see in this realm? In this ethereal realm?
Oh, shit. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw, Ivan.
Very well. 12.
As your brain cannot handle the information.
It's your dial-up noises.
Ivan, Ivan will grab his head in pain.
His hands go through
and start to and drop to his knees. Clenching
he drops
his head.
The floor.
He does drop through the floor. you guys look over and see Warden go from blue to red.
Oh no! Oh no! 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 No!
No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No!
Can you dispel that potion? Can you dispel that potion?
Ivan is going to start calling.
That does not like undead.
Well, Ivan's going to start calling out. So I don't know what's happening.
Okay,
she might bust the floor.
I start calling out in pain and in panic.
That would be a good idea.
Ivan's going to start calling out in pain and panic for Alestria. He's calling her to say to please save him, help me. It hurts. It hurts so bad.
Kazad's going to try to take the egg, and he's yelling at Kuru, if you have Force Cage, now would be a really good time to use it.
Warden doesn't give a shit about the egg now. She's
snap,
just like Ghost.
I'll snap her into a Force Cage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to run down and try and see what's going on with that.
The one bit of information that you get, Ivan, is you look over at Kuru as he's coming. And he's shifting.
Yeah, Ivan starts to panickingly, not recognizing it's Kuru, really. He's going to start panicking, repeating, please save me, please save me, please save me. I don't want to die. I don't want to... this hurts. It hurts so bad. Please.
Help me!
I'll lean down and kind of rub my hand on his head. And then,
real quick, another shameless plug for those of you that don't get the joke. Keep an eye out for an upcoming video. We play Repo. You'll get the reference. Well, then again, by the time this has come out, it might be an old video. Go back and look at our history.
On the gaming channel.
Go subscribe.
Critical Gaming. But yes, continue. Yes, Ivan is...
perfect.
Yep, Ivan is screaming out in pain.
Okay. You also hear in your head... No gods. As Shookashack comes bursting through the door.
What's there, fellas?
Patty, what?
Warden is viciously beating her sword against a force cage.
Oh, sorry about that. What did I miss?
A lot. Help.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Ivan is incorporeal. Warden thinks he's a ghost and is trying to kill him.
The entire city is fine right now.
Which is really fucking weird.
We don't trust any of it. To recap.
Ivan somewhere downstairs as Kuru is trying to get him.
Probably a good idea to maybe edit this part out.
Yeah, to basically recap for you, Amir.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good, buddy. Don't worry about it. Basically, they freed Loki, the dragon egg, and Wurz.
Called him Loki again.
We freed Loki?
Oh, Droki,
oh,
damn it.
Oh, God, the Avengers are going to be pissed.
What about to say, bro? Is this One Piece? What's going on?
No.
Oh, shit, so, we play Marvel Rivals.
The moon! Anyways.
Again.
So, you saw that... As soon as you guys got out there, you saw people celebrating. Like, Darrow were running from their homes out to, like, the streets to celebrate. You could hear Ront and Darendel screaming in joy as if they'd won, basically. Ivan sent out his familiar and confirmed, yes, like, there was confirmation of this. And then they are trying to decide what to do with the egg and brought it to Kuru. And Kuru is in the midst of trying to get it from them. But Ivan drank one of the random potions he bought and turned into a ghost. And then Warden flipped. And when Ivan looked into the ethereal realm, he began to scream out in pain. And that was it.
Oh.
And I fell through the floor.
Yes.
When I dropped to my knees, and now Kuru's down there, and I'm seeing Kuru shifting in weird ways, and it's freaking him out even more. And then when I called out for Alestria to save me, I heard another voice say, "No gods here." And now Ivan's about to freak the fuck out again, and panickingly grab his the holy symbol that Khazad gave him, and then grab a potion. And he's gonna grab another random potion and drink it, hoping that it'll take him away from here.
Can I use the Robo Stars to go into the astral plane? Hello?
Yes, you may. Okay. Oh, fuck. All right, Bagley, you're recording, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. Ivan will panickingly, right after he hears that, call out, "I don't know who you are. Please leave me alone. I need to get away from here." And he grabs one of his potions and...
Wait, cousin, wait. Let me figure it out. Wait. Give me 1 second, cousin. I got you.
His eyes are tearing. He's crying. You can see, like, the veins in his eyes are blood red as his mind is almost being ripped asunder, and he drinks the potion anyways.
Can I cast command?
You can try. Give me an initiative roll between you two.
Okay. 19.
19.
Oh, you heifer. Come on. Really? Come on.
I have a plus 2. I know, right?
Fuck, man. Oh, shit. I don't think that's enough.
Can he choose to fail?
15.
That is an option. If Ivan would choose to fail, but I don't think Ivan would choose.
I don't think he would.
Ivan is at this point. He is looking at everyone. He's not looking at everyone. He's down wherever the hell he fell. Kuru is right there, but he can't understand Kuru. He can't understand where he is. And then suddenly this voice started telling him that there is no gods here, and he's already panicking. And so no, he is trying everything he possibly can to go away from this situation, go away from everything. He doesn't. He is terrified, and he is about 2 moments away from just starting to fire off willy-nilly, trying to kill whatever is speaking to him. So he is drinking that potion. So he will not choose to fail this.
Okay. Well,
right. Roll a d4.
I'm still doing the astral plane thing though. Mm-hmm. Whenever that is ready to pop off.
That is a 1.
Oh, God. So, you know what? For the sake of this, that one was. Fucking hell. Ivan turns from corporeal to. He turns into a snapping turtle.
What the fuck?
The sound is quiet. Everything is quiet.
He is now a snapping turtle.
Everything is
unyielding anger and the desire to bite anything that comes close to you.
Everything is okay.
Everything is as it should be.
Everything is silent. My brain is that of a snapping turtle. Everything is okay.
And then you go into the astral realm.
The eyes of the turtle go wide.
What is happening?
Joins in and brings the turtle to the astral realm. Okay.
Just slowly trying to move away from the situation.
Oh my god.
Get fucking shit out of here, David.
That's exactly his face right now.
What the fuck?
How do you just have these fucking gifts?
Discord giveth, I take it.
Oh god.
But yes, Ivan, snapping turtle Ivan is panickingly trying to go as fast as his turtle legs will take him away from this situation, trying to run into the astral realm to get away from this. He just got out of the ethereal realm, but he doesn't understand what this place is. And he's just panicking in the turtle form, and his little turtle brain can't handle this any more than his Ivan brain could.
Can I pick him up by his shell?
Did you bring Kuru with you?
I ran down there to help him.
Oh. Well, fuck. Kuru, you're in the astral plane. Yeah, you could pick him up. You guys weren't supposed to find this for a while.
Ivan's gonna try to bite him. Ivan's gonna try to bite Kuru.
I know not to put my lips near it. I saw the video.
I don't bite at you like.
God damn, I don't know you that well.
This is what you guys see. If you do not stop with these fire fucking memes.
Holy shit.
I'll go last. I
can't see them yet.
I know.
I'll go last Ronin on your ass. I'll go Ninja Turtles last Ronin. I dare you. I swear.
Oh, Pat, why'd you have to remind me of that?
Yes. What? Hold on. Nice. Is it is it a map that we're trying to see?
No.
Or?
This is something you guys. You guys stop for a second as the astral. I'm trying to be serious so bad, and I can't with the fucking coming turtle. This is what you guys see. I have to not look at the fucking screen.
Yep.
The astral plane is swirling. What was once this oceanic wave of just weird orangish-yellow energy is now swirling. What do you guys do?
Try to bite Kuru.
You think you can help my cousin? You got any fancy spells that could turn him back, right?
If a turtle could growl, you just hear little turtle growl sounds.
Let's bring him back up top first, probably.
Also, does it normally look like this around here? I don't come here very often.
No, this is kind of new, but I'll fix it later. It's fine.
Alrighty. I grab their shoulders and I bamf back to the material plane.
Ah. I'll walk him up the stairs. Look at everybody. He's a turtle.
Hold on 1 second, guys.
Do we want to keep him like this, or what do you want?
Ivan, like, looks at him when he says, keep him like this.
I vote to keep him like this.
Can he still cast his spells?
Amir, I need to know your answer.
Oh, bro, you can cut this part out. For some reason, I'm on my phone, so the Discord is not letting me... There it is. Okay. Oh. Oh. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Never mind then. So yeah, you guys bamf back. And yeah, you begin to ask if you want to keep him as a turtle.
Thoughts, concerns.
He's no longer a ghost, right?
No, he's no longer a ghost.
He's a turtle.
Morton chills out.
Now, if it wouldn't be so much trouble, can you turn my cousin back? I don't think he's not meant to be a turtle. Kind of need him.
Turtle head.
Or
nods.
If he's a ghost turtle.
Let me just focus on this for a second.
Everybody.
Okay, this should do it. And he kind of shakes him a little bit.
Do I come back out of being a turtle?
Point of order, by the way, you have seen Kuru casting spell after spell. There are touches of Phaedrus in this now. Once the door opens, before it can be filtered out, some remain. So you do see these little sparks going through, but nothing happening.
Huh.
Ivan's just silent, heavily breathing.
So how was that? You want some more potions?
I have seen
God.
There is no God here.
What?
What?
Looks to Flapple. I heard there is no God here.
What else did you see?
Pain.
Okay, I see Flapple kind of like slap himself for a second. All right. Be nice. Okay.
Kuru.
I mean this in the nicest way possible because I care about you, Ivan.
Look normal.
Flapple stops and looks over at Kuru.
I do what now?
You shifted so much. It's like you didn't have a form.
Was that your first time?
First time what?
Going into different realms.
Stool network is up, right?
Correct.
Inside the stool network. We need to get out of here with the egg. Trust no one. Something is up.
Also in the stool network. Well, I'm a little stuck.
Also in the stool network, to be fair, our cleric just drank a bunch of discount potions without knowing what the fuck they were. It's entirely possible this was just a really bad trip.
I kind of drank the potions on the sole purpose of seeing if they actually worked or if they are part of whatever is going on. I don't trust anything right now, though. And that egg is the most important thing for this city. And he looks over at Shookashack, and I think you would agree.
The egg is a red dragon egg, just so you know.
He does answer. Ivan does answer Kuru and say, yes, I've never seen or been to another plane before.
I've never seen sort of like sickness from it, but I've seen people freak out just from the visuals and everything. It can be freaky.
What did I hear? Who was that?
Who was what?
It the thing that told me that there was no God here when I called for Alestria.
For a who now?
There was a voice that had called and said that there was no God when I called for the moon goddess, Alestria. He said it was a male voice. It sounded odd. But it said that there was no God here.
Did you actually see anything say that?
No, just heard it. It sounded happy about it, though.
Hulk, history check to see if I kind of piece together, like, what I experienced last time I popped Divine Sense with that.
Yep.
Okay, one second. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Where's my sheet? Go away. That is 16 plus 1, 17.
Okay. Yeah, you would have put the two connections together that the same thing was told to you when you reached out.
Kazal's just going to kind of pinch the bridge of his nose. He's just going to sigh. And he's going to say, all right, Kuru, if you can release Warden, I don't think they're going to try to kill Ivan anymore. And he's just kind of standing there waiting for that to happen.
Hulk, is there anything else that I remember from when I gazed into the ethereal realm? Through the pain and the brain collapse.
Is there any way that Warden through the Stool Network can try to help him process what he saw.
Okay. Warden, make just a general wisdom check for me. That will lead to Ivan.
19.
Ivan, make an intelligence check with advantage to see if you picked up anything through that.
Could I possibly... Okay, I was going to say, could I possibly make it like a history, but then history is also a zero, so here we go.
It's at least advantage.
That is a 19.
Nice.
Through it, what you would have seen just in this area. Yes, you did see Karu shifting, but it wasn't... It was very strange. The shifting from there was different than like a ghostly shift or something like that. There's something else that is happening, like, that Kuru is. On top of that, through the pain, you would have heard nothing but screams in agony and torture.
That's honestly probably why Ivan freaked out, because he believes that he, when he healed, he still has somewhat of a belief, but he believes when he healed people from the brink of death, that it robbed them of their ability to go to where they belong. So he probably would have freaked out thinking that all the souls came for him.
Fair enough.
Ivan, processing it, realizes... and... kind of goes a little quiet. And just sits there and... is, looking at his hands and... remembering, though, all of the people he stopped from dying just to... for them to die again and repeat that cycle. He knows that he's something other than cursed, but he knows he probably put a lot of people through a lot of pain, and they're probably not very overjoyed with him. So now he fears death even more.
Fair enough.
Is Warden out of the Force Cage?
Yes. If she looks safe, then yes.
Okay.
Over the Stool Network, can I ask the rest of the party, who has the egg right now?
Kazad is holding the egg.
It's quite obvious.
Okay.
Kazad is literally holding the egg.
It's a 220-pound, like, 5-foot egg. 5-foot tall egg.
So, over the Stool Network, I will say, well... about selling that egg, we're sort of in a wizard's, what appears to be a wizard's territory. If he wants the egg,
sell it.
I know, I'm just saying. If he really wants it, he would have had that egg by now. Frankly, I don't know what's going on in the city. I don't trust it myself. And I don't know if we can actually safeguard this egg while trying to figure out what's going on with the rest of the city.
Yeah.
We gotta find a safe place for it, man. Like, you know as well as I do. This is like the last hope for a lot of things, given the forges.
I feel like this may be the safest place.
I agree. If Kuru wanted to take the egg from us, he would have done it already.
Oh, that's the Stool Network, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Stool Network.
So he's just watching
us. Are we sure this is in fact Kuru, though? Are we sure that any of this is real?
Honestly, I looked I looked at everyone else, and Kuru shifted different than everyone.
That's so, what scares me.
But Kuru, I think, is already something different.
He's also the proprietor of a mysterious magical shop, so...
What?
Kuru, does your shop have anti-wild magic capabilities in it? I would assume no because of the potions.
Yeah, no.
I need Warden to roll a d20 or a d100 for me.
as you guys look over and Warden kind of casts a spell, her eyes light up bluish, or her like eye sockets light up bluish, and then you see that 70. Spark.
Oh God.
Please, for the love of God, no one be standing near me.
Did you try to cast on the truth?
No.
Oh. Oh my God. Oh God,
7D.
Oh, okay, 7D. Okay. Everything works out, the town goes back to normal, and we start our wonderful adventures again.
The spell cast normally.
Oh.
Okay.
Nothing happened.
Okay. Suspicious.
Warden, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Hell yeah.
As you have cast See Invisibility.
17?
Nice.
That succeeds. I had to remember which DC I was using, sorry. What you see is the ghost of abominations. Not just like what they had done, but you see actual people morph together. Heads and arms coming out of places they shouldn't be, legs on torsos, kind of screaming in pain. What caused Ivan to pass out is, other than, Jesus Christ, other than, you know, what we talked about earlier with him, you see the smile that just looks at you and goes, shh, and is gone.
Okay. Well, this shit lasts for an hour.
Essentially, yes, Amir, that is exactly what they see.
Yes, sir. I got you.
So, with that being said, Jeroki kind of looks up and says, all right, look, we need to figure out what to do with this egg.
You want my opinion? We leave the city now and make our way somewhere safe until we can figure out what is going on. I don't feel safe leaving it here.
I don't like spirits around here. We don't look right.
So you believe that we should take the egg with us? Okay.
Kazad's just going to kind of stand there holding the egg, and he just holds a finger up. He's like, point of order, this is the Underdark, and this is a 200-pound dragon egg.
Yeah.
There is nowhere in the Underdark that is actually safe.
Yeah.
Until it hatches.
Honestly,
we gotta do something.
Keep it here.
I hate to say it, I vote we keep it here. No.
Hear me out. It's not going to be easy. Blending Stone. Blending Stone is by far the safest city at this point. I know people there. It'll be safe there. We just have to figure out. And he stops for a second. And he says out loud, help me here. Little plasmoid alien dude that was with Rockdale Kid.
Oh, Embuel.
Embuel, are you there?
Oh, I want to know about inviting him to the wizard's home like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's very good.
To be fair, this is a job.
I mean, would you randomly invite somebody into your house?
I mean, it is a shop. He just randomly invites anyone into the shop.
Or
you guys actually see an ethereal door open, and out walks Imbuel. And Imbuel goes,
"Ah, Kuru, long time no see."
Oh, hey, bud. How's it going?
Oh, very well. What can I help you with?
Well, somebody call him? How do y'all know him?
Long story.
Merlette is fine, just running some missions for us, if you are wondering.
In the Soul Network, we need to leave now. That is way too convenient.
Or he's just a really old wizard.
Hulk?
Yep.
When I fled Menzel Branson and I fled my life, and I had to hide for a little while to break off the connection, if it wasn't for those people who ratted me out, do I know of anywhere that is that I have kind of found as like a hidden place, a hidden base of operations, kind of to hide in for a little while?
In fact, yes. There has been tell of the sacred wizards of Blindenstone. They have a specific cavern system that holds, possesses, and contains magical artifacts, much like what Rocktel Kesh has. You would know of another place that is off the beaten path, safe, and that is something called the Library. And that is the only name you've heard of it.
But we have that stone that's supposed to light up the Library.
Correct. So, not much is known about the Library, but the Stone Keeper said that that crystal would light up whenever you were close.
I was more asking if I knew of a place that was somewhere I hid for a while to hide from the...
Oh.
Yeah.
I would say you kind of used the tunnels right outside Menzer Branson to get away. Outside of there, you are very close to where your hunters for Menzer Branson are, or where they go. Called the... It's like the Purple Worm Hatchery, where there's a shit ton of tunnels that go in and out and weave around that these purple worms have created and continuously create. And that is where you hid. But you know that place is not safe. And no. As soon as you left from there, you would have ran to... Oh, God. You would have probably been almost to the Neverlight Grove before you were caught. So you weren't really, like, never really safe, which is why you always ran. But...
Question for DM.
Your question. Yeah.
How would Sugar Shack know if there's a way to speed up the hatching process of a dragon egg?
I would say no.
All right.
Maybe we can ask Kuru?
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, maybe Kuru knows. Kuru, would you happen to know how to speed up a dragon egg hatch?
In the Soul Network, I wouldn't trust him.
I mean, I don't. I don't.
Warden
really
is actually
care about dragons, to be honest. So I don't know how to do that, unfortunately.
Warden in the Soul Network is going to refute Flaffle. I think we can trust.
Yeah, I just Look, guys, I don't know if we can actually keep a 200-pound egg safe while we're traveling through the rest of the Underdark. That is, just being realistic, it's either leave it with this guy, maybe he could put up some wards and protect it better than we could ever, or we get into a bad fight while we're traveling, and either that gets stolen or it gets destroyed.
You could also just leave it with us.
Who's speaking?
Put it in the vault.
Imbuel.
No. I don't really know you.
You see this green alien just come floating.
Flaffle steps up to the green alien. Is the doorway still open that he used?
Did he pop into the soul network? I thought that was how we were talking.
Is the doorway that he used to get here still open?
Yes.
Flaffle just goes and walks through it.
You hit a wall.
And then back in the Stalwart network, I'm telling you, this is all too convenient. I don't trust any of it.
The Raven in the Stall network, the Raven Queen calls Guru friend.
But are we sure this is Guru? Are we sure any of this is real? That's what I'm saying. This is weird.
Zada's going to turn around and he's going to hand the egg to Warden.
15 minutes.
And Warden's he's going the only one say, "You do. You make the decision."
Droki goes, "Look, I know some tunnels we can go through to get there safe.
Fair.
If that makes anything better."
I am begging you guys, something here doesn't seem right, and handing that egg off could spell disaster if we give it to the wrong person. He looks at Sugar Shack. Come on, you know what this means for this place. Something's not right. Something is off.
I agree.
So if we give it to the wrong person, we spell disaster. For everything.
If it will make you feel better, Flaffle, I can return home. It seems there is much...
He kind of looks around.
There is much happening.
He looks at Envy Well. Then take me to your home real quick so I can speak to Rocktail Cash.
Make a persuasion check.
It's 21.
He kind of, if he could roll his eyes, he would. You hear him, or you see him turn towards the doorway, and out walks Mordekesh.
You wish to speak to Rakdekesh?
No, I wish to go where you are. Not you come to me.
I will take you.
Right now.
Right now. If you wish to speak to the master, I will take you.
What kind of looks like, he kind of kneels down and looks at you. He kind of pokes your forehead.
Smart you are. Trust no one. But we made a deal, remember? And I will not go back on deals. That is not what us Rakshasa do.
Oh.
Just the wheels that are turning right now in his head.
I believe.
Did you want to buy a potion while you think on it?
Grokey goes,
look, guys, if it makes this easier,
he opens the door.
Let's just go. I'll take you there.
Let's just go.
Okay.
He just sighs and he goes, thank you both. Sorry for wasting your time. And he walking out the door.
Waffle is right behind him.
Droki goes,
guys, look, the tunnels are.
Can I cast detect thoughts on Droki?
Say what?
Can I cast detect thoughts on Droki?
Yeah. D20 roll.
Yay, that's an 8.
Okay. You're good. You're just trying to get basic thoughts?
Yep.
Okay. Basic thoughts are, yo, we're wasting time. We can leave right now.
Wait, how does this work? You cast it on yourself. Oh, it's all creatures within 30 feet of myself.
Mm-hmm.
What do I sense from Kubu?
You sense nothing.
What almost about as
if his mind can't be read?
What about Rocktail Kesh?
You mean Mordekesh?
Mordekesh, yeah.
Mordekesh and Imbuel are confused. Imbuel kind of looks over to you the second that you peer into his mind, and in your head you hear,
"Be wary. There is a magical presence here."
And as you guys walk out, Droki is talking.
See, Flavel, this is why we work alone. This is why.
And he begins to turn to ash. The rest of the scene shifts. You guys were standing in the little shop of wonders. Mordekesh, Imbuel, and Kuru disappear. Turning to ash in front of you, Wurz and Droki, you begin to see every single living creature out in this city turn to ash as well. Every building, every structure, the entire forge is nothing more than glassed obsidian. And over in the corner, you see one single abomination that is part orc and part Qui-Goth.
Fuck. I knew this was going to be some fucking Resident Evil everybody dies bullshit.
And at that point, the abomination looks at you and says,
run.
No, run.
As it is torn in half by two large, gargoyle-esque hands. The smiling face that has been watching you this whole time looks down at each and every one of you. He looks at Flaffle.
I can see you.
Flaffle just glares back.
Run.
As he turns tail
and starts hauling ass.
Do the rest of you follow him?
Absolutely.
Can I?
Yeah, bro, I was about to say.
Because that, I don't know what that wisdom save was for.
That wisdom save was to see whether or not this entity was going to fuck with Flaffle or was going to fuck with you. If you had succeeded, it was going to fuck with you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Flaffle. I failed.
I'm more worried about the 200 pound egg on your back.
Pat might actually.
My carry capacity is 270.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got it?
You get it?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking dip, bro. Like, wait, where's my nephew?
I'm here. Sorry, I was.
No, you're my cousin.
Oh, okay.
My nephew.
Yeah. He's with you.
All right. Just making sure. Yeah, I'm out, bro. I'm not staying here. Well, actually, while I'm here, since I still have detect thoughts up, can I sense anything from this guy? It's probably a bad idea. Oh,
yeah. What's this motherfucker
doing
look
that?
Like?
Are you actually doing that? Are you?
Yeah, fuck it. I'll do it.
Okay. So here's what you guys see because you are looking into ethereal plane. In the ethereal plane, you see every single person you sent morphing in between each other, bodies colliding, parts being rearranged. You start to see the smiles appearing one by one by one by one all around you. You see Ront and Darendel being slammed together, morphed into this abomination over and over. And then a second gargoyle creature appeared. And a third. And a fourth.
Oh yes, very much running now.
Nice. Alright, what about that detect thoughts?
The detect thoughts.
This is just like a cacophony of like
I need different everyone voices. To deafen.
Oh shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
You did this.
Yeah, I know exactly what's about to happen,
you
bro.
You did this.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh wait. Will they hear it though on the episode? That's the issue. Cause they watch this shit.
I got you.
About the astral plane, yeah, I know.
You're good,
no problem.
So, you guys are you go into his mind, Shukashan,
yep,
and you lose control immediately. In fact, he invites you in.
Okay,
this 30 foot tall gargoyle esque creature kind of looks at you curiously. Who are you?
Name Shukashat. Who, I didn't mean, I've never done this with this well before. I didn't mean to come this deep.
I have never had anyone reach into my mind.
Well, I figured turnabout's fair play.
It is not possible.
Huh. Well, I guess we're looking at the possibility right now, aren't we?
He is going to cast a spell on you.
Okay.
Shukashak, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, God. Ugh. I don't think I'm going to pass that no matter what I do. That 20 for the win. No.
That's a fucking 10.
Your mind is riddled with different memories, thousands of memories from all walks of life.
Huh.
Until you are stuck at a temple.
Oh, shit. Shit.
A burning throne. And then you are back in front of Frozerblue, the demon lord of illusions and deception. He looks to you.
I will be watching your every move.
Well, since you know it already, we're definitely going to be back. And when we come back, we'll get you for what you did to this city.
His tendrils curl up with his smile.
I hope you do.
And you are back staring at the glass.
Okay. I was going to ask if I could hit him with a mind whip real quick, but it's okay.
It would have had no effect.
I figured. Oh. Okay, it was worth a shot.
Okay.
I think Pat's asleep.
Yeah.
Nope, there he is. Hey, Pat. Oh.
He's deafened.
Oh, yeah, he's deafened.
Just spam him in the chat.
On. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, I can't undeafen him because he's deafened from the side.
Nice.
Come back.
There we go.
So, as you guys are running, the voice of this creature bellows out.
I will be watching.
And as you guys are running, more and more of these creatures are literally spawning next to you guys, running, laughing, the smiley, toothy grin constantly in your face until you are out of Gracklestug. Above all of this, miles above Gracklestug, Gartakar walks out.
Well, there's all. Well, you did it there. Master, is there anything else?
Sitting in a pool of vile ichor sits Frozerblue, just smiling and cackling. And that is where we will end the session.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.